was pondering and prayed about the message today, I heard the Holy Spirit say quite clearly, time is running out, sound the alarm. And I thought of the scripture in Joel 2:1, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. So God is saying it is really a time to wake up. And it's really come through our whole worship and everything today, but it is a time that we're to wake up. You know, the alarm is going off and there's such dangerous times ahead. There really is, you know. I was just wearing my Star of David and it, you know, I'm so proud, my Jewish, you know, heritage in God. But you could feel, woo! I think I had a few Muslim people, but it's like we've got to be, it's dangerous, you know, and even Bible in schools aren't being said in schools anymore. Things are happening that we have to be alive, we have to be full of the glory, we have to be awake. And, God, you know, the inhabitants of the land tremble, and I've been saying, God, I need to tremble more. I know I need to tremble more. I know I need to know God more. And God is wanting a real supernatural people to be raised at this time. And the other thing God said to me, stop and listen. Stop and listen. The busyness of your mind. My mind's been going, you know, I'm having surgery. What's it going to be like? What's going to happen to me? My mind's gone round, and God said, forget it. Stop. And see the salvation of the Lord. Stop. Stop all the activities. Stand still and hear the clear sound of the trumpet. God is giving out vital information at this time. But we're too busy, 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 busy. And the enemy comes into our minds and takes over. And then all this stuff comes on. But when we stop and we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, God is going to show us things that we've never even seen before. He's going to direct our paths. And in the morning, when you're rushing around, just say, stop. God, what have you got for me today to do? God is giving out vital information. Jesus is coming soon. Call out to him. Ask him to show you what the condition of your heart is. I love Jeremiah 29:12-13. Then you will call unto me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all of your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I'll bring you back from captivity. When we seek him with all our heart, mind, and soul, he will come to us. He will take us out of the captivity that's holding us back. Things that hold you in captivity. He wants to bring you out of that. He wants to open the cage. He doesn't want you to be stuck in anything. He wants you out. And he wants that more than anything. The cross is covered up today, but it was like, you know, when we go to the cross, we stop. I remember when I was a little girl, I used to sing, stop and let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. God is saying, stop your busyness. Stop and read my word. Stop and worship me, but stop and be still. Be still that I may know him. Wow. See, it's just to have a knowing. And it's just all the things that crowd our minds. I was listening to David Wilkinson. He was saying how the church, you know, we're caught up and we've got to see the game. We've got to watch the All Blacks. We've got to do this. We've got to get on Facebook. We've got to get on this. We've got to do this. I've got to watch that program. I have to get in there. And God's crying out, stop. Stop it. I feel like saying, stop it. Stop it and just be in his presence. He wants to tell you great and mighty things. But if we don't stop it, we're going round in circles and the world's looking in and they think there's no difference. What? They're not alive. This church is, you know, they look in and think, well, we're getting more fun out there on the alcohol and drugs and everything. But if we are moving in the things and the power and the anointing, a fire will be in here. And we will be celebrating because people are getting healed and delivered. I'm actually tired. I'm tired. I'm just coming and doing church. I'm weary. I'm weary, and I need a month out. I want something different to happen. I want me to change. I want to stop. I want to stop and say, God, you are my everything. You are my all. And I want you to come in all your glory. I want to change that when people are near me, they will be delivered, they will be healed, they will feel the glory of the presence of God. Whoa. I think I just feel like saying, stop it. Whatever is pulling you away from the things of God. Mine is worry and anxiety, and I've repented. I got before the Lord. I've said, Lord, I'm sorry that the enemy comes in like a flood. And then the doctor tells me off, and I'm going, God, I'm going to be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's time to seek the Lord. Search for him with your whole being. God said, we will find him. He's so there. He wants the alarm to go off in each one of our hearts. He wants that alarm to go to waken us. Every part to waken us in the things of God. He's coming back soon. You know, our church hasn't grown. Something's happening. Something's got to change. Something has to change. We need to get on fire of his presence. Out there bringing people in. Saying, there's people there outside. And I see it. God gives me vision of people slipping into hell. Whole of New Zealand. The whole of New Zealand is going down. People are dying every day and going to hell. And what are we doing? We've got to stop. And we've got to see where the world is at and where we are at in God. It's just so burning in me. I'm having a month off to get with God. I'm having a month to seek his face. I want to know him and all that he is. And God's saying, let that alarm, let that trumpet, let there be a row booming to wake us up. Wake us up. Don't take your worries. Worrying wears you out. I can tell you, it wears you down. Anxiety wears you down. Guilt and condemnation. If you get into sin, just say, God, I am sorry. And through the cross, He forgives. Don't let it go on to the next day, but say, I want to be clean, Lord, today. Before I preached, I said, God, is there any wicked way in me? He said, you did criticize one of those speakers on Daystar. And I said, oh, God, sorry. But that's how open He wants us to be. You know, and it's also, I'm actually really been speaking on it, but it's a time for true repentance. We need a contrite heart to walk in true humility. You know, the Father, when we walk in humility, we do not pull anybody else down. I think the biggest sin is gossip and slander. And if you want to be in there to listen, you will be judged when you get to the judgment seat of God. Be careful of the words you say. Honor one another. Lift them up. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let the alarm go off and let it fall on deaf ears. And what I said before, what breaks my heart, many are entering eternity each day without knowing Jesus. We as a church need to position ourselves to rise up in His power for His glory. And I wrote down, these are the things that limit us. Spirit of religion. It's the worst spirit to have in a church. And I know that I've offended many religious people, because when I'm in a religious church, God makes me shake, rattle and roll. And then I ho. And then I yelp. What a meow. And then I do things, and you can just see them. Who is this weird woman? The religious spirit hates the Holy Spirit flowing. Oh, we prayed in the... Do you know what we prayed today? That the Holy Spirit would come, that you'd all be on... Even standing on your heads. I think that was me. That I'm going, oh. Yeah. Well. Yes. Lukewarm mindsets. We've got to be on fire for God. This is what I'm really speaking about. Prayerlessness. I loved it when I was prophesying over Bernie and Marilyn. They pray. They're prayer warriors. They change. And we can't be earthbound in any way, can we? Caught up in the world's way. But it's so easy, isn't it? It is so easy to be caught up in the earth's way. It is, you know, I find when you with your family and none of them are walking with the Lord, they either leave you out or you've got to try and say something, but they don't want to listen. They don't want to hear what you've got to say. And it breaks my heart. But I believe as the alarm of God goes off, they're going to see a difference. They're going to fear the fear of God. We're going to change the atmosphere. This is what's coming, church. This is what's here. Whoa. I've got a scripture. Anyway, we've been commissioned. The other one was, we need to turn away from the thoughts that limit God. And I limit God. I live with Clive. He'll tell you. Just keep your mouth. Trish, just believe this. I'm not going to sleep. For God's sake, you are going to sleep. Just put your head on the pillow. And what happens? He goes to bed. Boom. Why worry? Why have anxieties? Don't limit God. He's going to heal our bodies. How awesome. And just as you read this, believe it. Take it in your whole being. Have you got it? John 19, 11 and 12. I can't read what I've got. And Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will do the works that I do also." Do we believe that? Going to do the works, but even more. Do you know what? You know, all the prisons are going to be emptied. All the hospitals are going to be emptied. It's like, bring it on, God. I just feel there's an acceleration of God. Whoa. He's right now, he's waking you. Who can ever blow a trumpet or a shofar? We'll have to do that at the end. Oh. And what does he say? And he will do greater works than these. Because we're in a different day and age. Because I'm going to my Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, God wants to use us so much. I feel, well, that the Son is glorified in us. How many Christians? I mean, you do see some that have been sucking on lemons. No, but I mean ones that are. If you've been sucking on lemons, that's good. It's good vitamin C. But you know. But I remember. But now you think of a lemon now and try and whistle. Oh, yeah. Now remember, think of the juice that's in there. Whistle. See, that's how your imagination is. Do we keep that? Oh, look. Prophetic word coming to. I'll suck on lemons, but I'll be.
There is absolute massive harvest for the lemons.
Vitamin C, touch of the power of the anointing of God. That's awesome. There's something in that, isn't it? Oh. Can I just say this? A lost and dying world doesn't want to engage with a lukewarm religion. See, like, as Val and Kevin went overseas, they found a church that was alive. And they see there's a lot of dead ones. But they walked into one and they go, "Oh, Holy Spirit, I want more of you." And when you go into one that's dead, it just depresses and it's sad and it's like, and you can't even do a hoe. Whoa. And people are dying and going to hell because the power of the gospel has not been demonstrated. You know, we've been commissioned, haven't we? What's the Great Commission? Of the kingdom. And what do? You raise the dead, heal the sick, heal the brokenhearted, set the captives free, and if you've got leprosy, gone. Cancer goes. I'm just going to read Joel 2, 12, 13, and then I'll get back to joy, okay? But this. Thank you. Wake up to this. Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart. This is a message for today. Turn to me. Everybody's leaving me. Turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning, to rend your heart, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. And this is what God, this is the scripture that God is saying. It's not your garments, but it's to rend your heart open to God. Everything opened up that he sees, because he knows. He knows our thoughts, he knows everything. But when we come to him and say, I rend my heart to you, it's like, and he said he comes mercifully. He doesn't judge. He's slow to anger and of great kindness. Isn't that powerful? See, sometimes we might not think we need a call to repentance. But I tell you, God's going to take us to another level. I promise you. The fear of God's going to come. You know, like Sapphira and... who? Ananias and Sapphira. They told one little lie, thinking they'd get away with it. And what happens? And I don't believe God's going to do that, but I believe we're going to be judged far greater. We're going to have the fear of God that we, even if we say one thing wrong, we want to put it right quickly. You can't get through to God if you don't repent. And repentance is coming. And it's at the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light and the glory of the Lord. But it's like, I remember that day. I was only 12, but I repented for pinching my sister's chocolates. I repented of saying anything to her that wasn't of God. Pauline and I was just amazing. We got saved. It changed us so much. We sang when we did the dishes. We never argued. Whenever Mum asked us to do something, we did it together, and we sang. We sang to have a sister that loved Jesus. You know, she was a goody good. I was a bit behind. I think that's why he's kept me on earth. He's still straightening me out. Paulie went, we were 27. And she, honestly, the day she got saved, she was changed. She was beautiful. You know, she was, I must admit, called the good twin. But I wasn't naughty, but she was so diligent. She would study the scriptures. She would remember the scriptures. She would quote the scriptures. Every time we had a, you know, children's kind of anniversary, we'll get Pauline up. She'll quote John 3, and she'd quote the whole scriptures. She loved the Lord. She spent hours with the Lord, even when she was 12, 13. She was just someone that you looked up to because she knew Jesus. I got there because I love him. Do you know what? When we return completely to the Lord, he overwhelms us, I just love this, with his love, compassion, and power. When we repent, he comes with such love. And he said, I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to come and put that right with me. How blessed I am. There's nothing more beautiful when God shows you the things that you need to put right. And you do it, and it lifts something off you that is power, and his compassion, and his love comes. I never had a father, as you know. And to feel the father's heart, I was brought up in a religious church where I always thought he had a big stick. I thought he didn't like anything. I just didn't think he liked you having any fun. You didn't laugh. You didn't do anything. But when I found the Father heart of God, it touched me and joy filled my soul. Overabounding joy. And it was like God, he changed me, he touched me. And I just, again, I know God wants us to stop in our tracks, to hear the alarm of urgency, to listen to him. This week, while I was away, I saw 333 about 6-7 times. Clive's number is 444. He doesn't know what it is, but that's what comes up. So we're still looking on that one. But it's, I believe it's for this church, because God is saying, call to me and I will answer you, show you great and mighty things which you do not know. You know, he gives me this scripture every day. I see it on a car, on a, you know, back of a car. I see it, you know, I go, look at my clock, it's 333. I go to the oven, it's 333. I see 333. But God is saying, call unto me. I will answer you. He doesn't forget you. He hears every word that you speak, and he will show you great and mighty things. So don't you think if you stop and say, I'm calling out to you, Father God. People come to me for prophetic words all the time, but all they need to do is stop. And he will tell you great and mighty things. He can tell you in his your dreams. I have dreams all the time. I was saving all the French people the other day. It got me quite busy. And I'm going, why am I in France, Lord? He said, they need me. And it's like, God. And he's doing something that he wants us. He wants to tell us mighty things. I just want you to stand. I just want you right now, in your minds, bodies, and souls. See, God wants to heal your soul. He heals everything about you. I go to the Father a lot and say, this part of my soul's hurting. And I just say, bring the Holy Spirit and bring the blood of Jesus. He heals. He heals your heart. But I just want you, I just know music just for 1 minute. I want you all to just stop. Have you got that? Kevin, can you just go and blow the trumpet? Just be quiet. Just wait on him. Whatever problem you're going through, just stop and give it to him. The alarm's gone. Off. Some of you are going to get pictures and vision, some breakthrough. Lord, let visions come forth. God, you said that when we call out to you, you answer. So, Lord, just still us. Stop us. Show us your goodness. Show us your presence. Fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. Fill us with fire. Just still be still. Lord, I just pray that all the busyness of the world is just remove the minds right now. I pray that all guilt and condemnation is gone in the stillness. Every addiction is broken in the stillness. If you have to repent, repent. God said, I don't like swearing. I don't like gossip. I don't like slander. That's you. Repent. Your salvation draweth nigh, said God. Repent. Let the purity of my Holy Spirit just flow through you. Just still connect to Him. Let that busyness go. Those hurt words, let them go. Let God heal. He heals every broken heart. He's so close to you now. He's so close. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're going through. Just let faith arise in that place. Let faith come in. And all what the enemy has stolen, he said he'll give back to you. All the unfairness, we break it. All the injustice, we break it. All the words that have been spoken over us that have not been of God, we break it in Jesus' name. Just stop. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. I repent. I open my heart up to you. I want your supernatural power and anointing to come. Oh, He's holy. I can just feel His holiness. I just feel His love. I just feel His presence. I just feel, oh, He just wants to love on you. All those with broken hearts, He wants to love on you. You've never stopped for your heart to be healed. You've just pushed forward and kept busy, but your heart is broken. God wants to heal that brokenness. He just wants to love on you. Don't you know the Father loves you? Don't you know the Father cares? Don't you know He's thinking of you? Don't you know He's always there? Oh, Daddy God, I pray you wrap your arms around people today. And Lord, whatever they've been going through, we just pray that that door's closed. And we just pray for a new door open. Lord, that you will use each person here with such fire and anointing that we will be different.